Lesson 8. The Word of God and Christian Life. Once Jesus' mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to see you." But he said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Luke chapter 8 verses 19 to 21. The word of God is the foundation of Christian life. If you want to maintain personal relationship with Jesus and share the salvation offered, we must receive him in our life. To receive him, we must practice what he taught. The importance of the word of God. The word of God is the source of the revelation of God, which in turn is the basis of our life of faith. Man is created to partake in the divine life and derive heavenly bliss. This is realized through knowing and loving him. But man, with his limited brain and capacity, is unable to understand completely the divine mysteries. Hence, God, who is eternal love, decided to reveal them to him. This revelation has been completed through Jesus. The Bible pictures clearly the history of this revelation. God speaks to man through the Bible. The Bible unravels the eternal truths, such as who God is, how he interacts with us for our redemption, and how we can reach God. The Second Vatican Council teaches about the importance of the Bible. The Church venerates the Holy Bible just as the sacred body of Christ is venerated. Because it is through the Holy Bible, the Heavenly Father looks at his children with immense love and converses with them. The power and might of the Word of God are very great. It provides the Church with support and vigor. It supplies the necessary faith to her children and food for their souls. It is through the Word of God, the principles of faith, such as the mystery of the Holy Trinity, the core of our faith, the messianic ministry, sacraments, life of resurrection, and the like are revealed. These are the mysteries we celebrate in the Holy Qurbana. The Word of God in Christian life. The Word of God has an important place in our Christian life. It remains the foundation of our life. As Saint Peter teaches, we have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring Word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Those who listen to the word of God and live accordingly will be saved. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." John chapter 8, verse 51. The word of God are spirit and life. John chapter 6, verse 63. Those who pay heed to the word of God with faith, love, and prayer will have divine life. Everyone who hears the word of God and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. He can overcome any dilemma with valor. That the Lord is the strength, light, and fortress will deepen in him. Psalms chapter 31, verses 2 to 3. In adverse circumstances, the word of God would impart strength and inspiration. As it is said in the book of Maccabees, "We have as encouragement the holy books that are in our hands." 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. The Word of God and Discipleship. "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples." John chapter 8, verse 31. To become the true disciples of Jesus, we must be rooted in the Word of God. Jesus wished that his disciples should be filled with the Word. Often he exhorts his disciples to listen to his words. A true disciple fulfills the wish of his master. The disciples of Jesus should know his wish. God reveals his wish through the sacred word. The word of God is the wish of God about man. The discipleship of Jesus is a sharing of his individuality. A life according to his teachings is real discipleship. We must realize this discipleship through our ordinary life and activities. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. The word of God leads to conversion. We come across many individuals converted with the word of God. Zacchaeus, who met Jesus and heard his words, received Jesus not only in his house but in his heart as well. His contact with Jesus transformed him to a new person. He paid back fourfold of what he defrauded others of their possessions, and half of his wealth was given to the poor. Thus he gave proof for the renewal of his life. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Having met God, the Word, the Samaritan woman could enter into a new life. She became a missionary who led a whole town to Jesus. John chapter 4, verses 1 to 42. The word of God dispels darkness. The word was the light of mankind. That light shines in darkness. Darkness could not overcome it. John chapter 1 verses 4 to 5. First of all, God with his word dispelled darkness. The first thing he created was light. Let there be light, he said. And darkness was replaced by light in the world. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalms chapter 119 verse 105. I am the way, the truth and the life. John chapter 14 verse 6. The word of God helps us to walk through the path of Jesus. When we go through the wrong path, he guides us through the correct path. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorable as in the day, not in reviling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 13 verses 12 to 13. This word of God converted Saint Augustine, who had a 30-year-long wayward life. It was the word of God that helped Saint Francis Xavier, a teacher in the University of Paris, to renounce the momentary pleasures of the world and become a priest and then a saint. What will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Matthew chapter 16 verse 26. Francis, who heard this word of God, saved himself besides having saved the souls of many and become a missionary. Similarly, all the saints attain holiness when they walk through the path of the word. The word of God gives life. With the power of the word, Lazarus regained life after 4 days of his death. John chapter 11 verse 44. Jairus' daughter, who was dead, returned to life when the word of God entered her. She walked about as though she was awake from sleep. Mark chapter 5 verses 41 to 42. The dead son of a widow, carried in a bier, revived to life with the power of the word of God. Luke chapter 7 verses 14 to 15. Whoever has a son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John chapter 5 verse 12. Even nowadays, the word of God is giver of life. The benumbed mind is revived with it. Ezekiel 36:37, Hebrews chapter 4. It provides hope for the hopeless, power to the powerless, health to the sick, destroys bondage to sin and guides to the correct path those who lose their way. The word of God is redemptive. Saint Paul qualifies the word of God as the word of truth with the good news of salvation. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. He tells the Corinthians that the gospel provides salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 2. Jesus assures salvation for those who believe the word of God and receive baptism. Mark chapter 16 verses 15 to 16. God decided through the foolishness of the proclamation of the word to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. The word of God is divine strength for the believers. Welcome with meekness the implanted word that has power to save your souls. Jacob chapter 1 verse 21. The word of God liberates and sanctifies. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." John chapter 8 verse 31. This freedom leads us to holiness. Jesus prayed for us before he left here for the abode of his Father. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John chapter 17 verse 17. The word of God is fire. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29. The fire purifies gold. The more gold is melted in fire, the purer it becomes. Similarly, we become sanctified when the word of God dwells within us. Jesus himself said, "You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you." John chapter 15 verse 3. The word of God grants eternal life. The word of God conducts us to eternal life. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." John chapter 5 verse 24. The words of Jesus are spirit and life. John chapter 6 verse 63. Those who read the word of God daily and live accordingly shall dwell upon divine life. Certain requisites for experiencing the power of the word of God. Read the word prayerfully. Understand the personal message given through the words by Jesus. Be ready to correct the mistakes and rectify our mistakes revealed through the Word of God. Accept the interpretations of the Word of God given by the church without trying to have our interpretations. Read the Word with a thirst to understand God's plans. Those who listen to and learn the Word of God are on the path to eternal life. They will enjoy heavenly bliss and realize the promises given by Jesus.